Hello, I'm Jeremy. Tell the band to go home. I'm Jeremy Robson.
I'll pick you up at noon, we'll get there early in the day. Last night I bought our wristbands at the St. James IGA. And yo, they're all you can ride, fuck the coupon stalls. We can skip the lines and get the scoop on y'all. Girl, you're looking good in your fresh apparel. Buy you a corn dog and a root beer from the barrel. I like them little donuts and the chili fries. I think we ate too much, best skip the Enterprise. If your stomach's queasy, don't feel guilty, girl. We can start off easy, like on the Tilt-A-Whirl. And when you're feeling bolder and ready to move on, we can try the Rota or the Gravitron, the Drop of Doom, the G-Force, and the Big Dipper, the Rainbow, the Mach 4, and of course the Zipper. The choice is yours. What ride is next, girl? I brought you to the X, cause you're my ex-girl. You're my ex-girl. It happens once a year. You're my ex-girl, and now that time is here. Go to the fairgrounds and let your hair down. Yeah, you're my ex-girl. Red River ex-girl. I'ma win you a troll if it takes all day. By playing whack-a-mole, no price too high to pay. We can hide away in the House of Mirrors. You bring the slush puppies, I'll bring the elephant ears. On the Ferris wheel, we'll get stuck at the top. Struck a deal with the carny so he knew where to stop. And now we're all alone with the stars above. Below the Polar Express, it's playing radar love. Says it's slow on the mic, but he ain't talking to us. We'll go as slow as you'd like. It's getting late, no need for sadness, cause we got lots of time, tonight is midnight madness. You can watch the fireworks curled up on my lap, or we can ride down the slide on a burlap sack. It's about good times, not about sex, girl. I brought you to the X, cause you're my ex, girl.
My ex, ex,
girl.
My ex, 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 ex,
girl.
It happens once a year. You're my ex-girl, and now that time is here. Go to the fairgrounds and let your hair down. Yeah, you're my ex-girl, Red River ex-girl. You're my ex-girl. It happens once a year. You're my ex-girl, and now that time is here. Go to the fairgrounds and let your hair down. Yeah, you're my ex-girl, Red River ex-girl.
Yeah, boy. What's up? It's Till the Band to Go Home. UMFM's weekly old school Brandon rap show or something. My name's Jeff. I normally don't play a lot of the hippity hop, but it's a once a year ritual. I had to go to the Red River X. I guess I went twice this year, but it's once a year at least. I got to play that song, you know, to celebrate. And it's the last day. You know, the X is over today. So let's just get it out of there. If you're looking to spend a lot of money on crap, wait in a lot of lines, and see just how terrible people can be, the Red River X is for you. You just head on out there. You can see all those things. And occasionally, someone like me looking totally exasperated and wishing that I was anywhere else on earth. That's pretty much the Red River X in a nutshell there for you. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, I guess we can get to the real stuff. It's, we got some new music. We got some stuff to talk about. We got some, I don't know, maybe we'll have some of your requests, whatever. So all you got to do is stay tuned. Sit back and enjoy. If you do want to get involved, if you want to be a part of the show, you can give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can find me on the internet. You just send me an email. I'm still old school. I got the email loaded right there, ready for you to pop something in my inbox. Jeff with a J at tellabandtogohome.com. You can find the show on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. pretty much everywhere I go, also Jeff Robson, except at the X. I think Desmond Howell might have come out at the X a little bit. It wasn't a pretty scene entirely. So, you know, but we're here now. We feel better. And I guess I should mention, by the way, we kicked it off there with Farm Fresh. You remember Farm Fresh from Brandon? Oh, so good. And former UMFM personality DJ Honeycutt taking the lead on that one and doing such a fabulous, fabulous job. I love that one. Just can't get enough. Well, I guess I can. Get stuck in your head, that song. But normally we play singer-songwriters like this. Here's one of the greatest in the world. He's got a new record already. It feels like this guy is just a machine. You know, this guy's been putting out records for, what, 40 years or something? It would be fine for him to slow down and, like, put out a record every few years. But no, not this guy. He is just pumping out the records. At least one a year. It seems for a number of years, sometimes more than one. I think last year there was more than one. Who knows, the year's still early, so maybe there'll be more than one this year as well. It's a brand new record from a former Steel Belted Radio host. That would be cool though. Hey, live guest, the great Paul Kelly.
Friday night, waiting for my sweetheart. I wanna set the scene just right. Wine in the bottle, paella cooking in the pan. You're so stereo, I'm a man with a plan. Firewood and candles, giving up a lovely line. When she knocks upon my door, I hope she's got an appetite. We're gonna shut out the world, forget about the TV news. Firewood and candles, tonight they're gonna see us through. We're gonna talk a little, we're gonna kiss a little and make some more, a whole lot more. I'm gonna show her I love her. Making shadows on the wall. Is that the gods come to earth or a mule kicking in our stall? Making all these memories forever gonna keep us warm. When firewood and candles disappear in the storm. Yeah, we talk a little, we kiss a little and then some more. A whole lot more. She knows I love her, below and above her, and a whole lot more. Firewood and candles, firewood and candles.
Banging up against my door. used to be a sound of a weevil. I can't take it, I can't take it, I can't take it anymore. When I look at it, I mean on every page, I mean that every picture is a picture of your face. Not in there, I can't seem to find a way. Not in there, I can't seem to find a way. Get you off my mind, get you off my mind. Get you off my mind, my, 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 my. Turn the radio up in the morning, just turn my blues around. Some change here without warning, there's only one sound. Sound of a kick drum, four on the floor. You don't need to know how to sing anymore. The sound of your voice, the sound of your laugh, the sound of you telling me that this will never last. Night and day, I can't seem to find a way. Night and day, I can't seem to find a way. Night and day, I can't seem to find a way. Get you out my mind, get you out my mind. Get you out my mind, get you out my mind. Get you out my mind, get you out my mind. Get you out my mind.
This is John McCauley from Deer Tick. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Go home, Deer Tick.
Yeah.
kept my secret safe inside. When we were younger and we couldn't help but dream, I couldn't keep you in my life. As we get older now, I cannot help but think we've all just set up for a lie. Well, hello to your sea of clouds. Tell me, are you ever coming down? Tell me how you never hit the ground. Tell me how you live your life so easily as a memory. Did we make promises or did we just pretend before you slipped away one night? It feels like a movie long before the end. Someone turns on all the lights. So I played the beginning again and again till there was nothing more that I could find. Whatever you needed from me, I'm not sure. I only wish I had complied. Well, hello to your sea of clouds. Tell me, are you ever coming down? Tell me how you never hit the ground. Tell me how you live your life so easily as a too high. I hide it all behind my eyes. As we get older now, can you not help but cry? We've all just settled for a lie. Well, hello to your sea of clouds.
That right there is brand new from Deer Tick. Deer Tick has two brand new records coming out. Not one, but two. There's an acoustic record. We heard a song off that. That was Sea of Clouds. That's volume one, I believe. And the other one is from volume two. We heard It's a Whale. And it's been a long time since we had a Deer Tick record, and there have been some changes, you know. They parted ways with our Canadian buddy, Robbie Crowell, which is a bit of a shame, but he seems to be doing just fine without them. It remains to be seen how well they do without him, I guess. Old John McCauley, it seems, has gotten, like, sober and maybe even mature. I don't know. I don't know if he'll be playing guitar with his penis next time you see him. You know, maybe that shtick has been done enough. So we'll have to wait and see whether does anybody care about a sober and serious Deer Tick? They were. It's like, you know, they're a lot like the Replacements, right? They were just drunken idiots. Not to say that they're as good as the Replacements. But they were just drunken idiots and doing dumb stuff. And people, you know, kind of liked them because they were drunken idiots doing dumb stuff. And now that they're not drunken idiots, and presumably they're not going to do as much dumb stuff, does anybody care? I don't know. Interesting. I like those two songs, though. That's, you know, it's a good sign of things to come. Before Deer Tick, we heard something new from David Miles, who's... you know, he's, I don't know what's up with David Miles. He wants to be like a pop star or something. I don't know. I liked it, though. I thought it was great. We heard Night and Day off his new album, Real Love, which comes out in the fall. And did you hear? David Miles finally coming back to Winnipeg. He's only played Winnipeg, I think, two times before. And they were just both such incredible shows. And a lot of you missed them. David Miles, one of the best concert experiences you can have. He's coming in November 6th, I want to say, at the old Park Theater, the day before Lissy comes to town for the first time. That's pretty exciting, huh? I don't care. I like Lissy. We heard Paul Kelly in there. I don't know if Paul Kelly will ever come back to town. I mean, I said that, I've said that before, and he has. So you never know. I'm sincerely hoping for all of our sakes, for everyone's sake, it's not at the Windsor Hotel again, because that was interesting, you know. And thank God for Sam Smith bringing him to town. It's, you know, I'm not complaining that he came to town. I'm just thinking, you know, maybe a different room would have been better for Paul. That's all I'm saying. You never know. We'll keep trying. Maybe you'll come and play my house. Or not. Yeah, more than likely not. Hey, you know what? I should play some more new music. You know what? Yeah. Okay. Sure. Why don't we do that? I'm gonna carry over a bit of a theme we had last week. Last week I was telling you about my trip over across the pond. We played you a bunch of stuff from the Static Roots Festival. While I was there, though, I got to spend some more time with some folks and got introduced to some new music, not necessarily from the festival, just kind of through osmosis, hanging around with all the right people. We're going to play something new from one of Dietmar's favorites, and it's such a great song. I kind of, in a way, wish that it wasn't 7 minutes and 30 seconds long, Dietmar, but you know what? It's so great that you might not even notice. Check out how great it is. It's the guitar playing in it is just supreme. It's fabulous. It's something new from Luc Toucher. I think you're going to like that. But first, I want to play you this. And this is a name that I'd seen around a bunch of times. And this is one of those artists that it seems like, even though this artist is from North America, not around here, from Oklahoma, I think. Even though this is from Oklahoma, I don't think I've heard a single word from anybody on this continent about this fabulous artist. But my European friends are all over it, especially my buddy Del Day over there in the UK. He's a big champion of this artist, and Del Day knows what he's talking about. He's pretty hip and happening, and he looks good in a hat. So here's something that I've seen on Del Day's feed for a long time, and I finally got around to listening to and realized, holy crap, it's pretty great. From an album called Wilder Side, this is Carter Sampson on Tell the Band to Go Home.
The ambulance closed its door. the siren roar, all the flashing blue eyes.
kinda does.
It's the writer of
sunlight. All I see is a fading moon. I've been chasing sunlight, the darkened corners of my room. I've been chasing sunlight in the arms of a broken love. I've been chasing sunlight where one's too many, there's never enough. I've been fixing every day, trying to chase my cares away. Chasing sunlight. Hey! And as the leaves begin to swell, I've been chasing sunlight. The tiny flags of summer fell. I've been chasing sunlight, but all the things I've never seen. I've been chasing sunlight, sunlight. I've been fickle, I've been free, and as I feet are green, but I've been fixing every day. Chase my cares away. And in the morning, if I wake, I pray my love, my fear will take away.
That line the harbor, all the lights out in the bay, in a line, are they some kind of sign supposed to help me find my way? Now the Black Sea separates us. What is it now that holds me back? I meant to say before you went away, if I could, I'd find you in the dark. You said you'd meet me in Odessa. Was I meant to find my own way home? You put everything down in that letter, the one you wrote to let me know Odessa was the prettiest place you'd ever know.
was I meant to find my own way home? You put everything down in that letter, the one you wrote to let me know. That Odessa was the prettiest place.
Gathered in the morning skies. You know they're gonna blame your crime for their hatred. There's nothing signing up our war. They were always keeping score. Well, I know you owe them something, but you owe yourself much more. And who needs to know all this rain would be snow if it was colder outside? If the worst hasn't been, then all we have seen is enough to decide. Ransoms at such high cost. You bail people out to contend with their self-disgust. Blunted edges gone from their lies. The tongues will hack at you like the dullest knives. I'd rather race trains on my bike than listen to all this shit they speak. It keeps me absent from the pack when they hunt down the monster of the week. I'm sick of all their scores and that sober indignation from the drunkard on the floor. But does it scare you to know all this rain would be snow if it was colder outside? The sky has been sung, the wind has just blown, the weather takes no sign. Thing could stay.
steals clouds from the water, with the rain to always forsake. Let's hide inside the currents. The city's tides are warm. Take refuge in the rhythm before this morning storm. Before this morning storm.
Around town that you left behind a long time ago.
Isn't that great? Holy cow, that's great. So great. That's Anna Mitchell there. She's just a lovely Irish lady. She is a part of John Bleck and the Rats, a huge, huge part of that band. She's also a tremendous artist on her own. She's got a new record coming out a little bit later in the year. That's the first thing she's slipped out. It's called Dog Track, and holy cow, if that's the shape of things to come. I think that's going to be a great one. And if you're in the area, Anna's playing at Dietmar's house coming up not too long. When is that? In the fall, Dietmar? He'll tell me. Boy, would that be great. Before that, another rat, Robbie Barron, with a little project he calls Milky Teeth. We heard the song Guess Again there from this cool little three-song EP. It's pretty neat. It's well worth checking out. MilkyTeethMusic.com. I like that. Before that, the great Chris Brown. Chris Brown. Oh, man. I love Chris Brown. So exciting to see him show up at the Static Roots Festival in Germany a couple of weeks ago with David Corley. We heard his version of Margaret from his new record. Well, I guess this is just part of the record. I don't know. How are we pronouncing this? Pacem? P-A-C-E-M? Apparently it's going to be a two album, double album. That's what I'm trying to say. And he's got this big, vinyl release planned. And, so there's more to come from this, but this part that I picked up recently is pretty swell. That song, Margaret, of course, done by Chris and Kate way back when. In their on their album Geronimo, which is just oh god, is that a great record? So great. I feel like I should play you something off that record. It's so great. I think I might do that. Before that, the Windtown Marshals from Scotland, Just swell fellas and super talented. Holy cow, is that a great song? Keith, you just knocked it out of the park with that song. It's one of two unreleased tracks from their new compilation record. After all these years, they're celebrating 10 years together and put together this little compilation record. And it's great. If you've never heard the Wintown Marshals before, you should look them up because they're great. Before that, something Ian gave me, a band called Blue Rose Code, and we heard a song called Chasing Sunlight, which was also tremendous, I thought. Before that, holy cow, that was a long set, wasn't it? Got carried away there. Around 2:30, we heard Charlie Witten. He's got a new EP called the Playwright EP. We heard the title track. And Charlie Witten is just a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. And I got to thank Dietmar for making me listen to that record a bunch of times over there, because it's fantastic, his previous record. And now he's got this new EP, which is great as well. And Luke Toucher in there, he's got a new one called Always Be True. We heard When the Dream Dies. Powerful, powerful song. And we kicked it off way back when with Carter Sampson, with a song called Highway Rider from her album Wilder Side. Also tremendous. Well, what should we do? What should we do? You know what? We're going to take a break. It is that time. We're going to pay a couple of bills and we're going to come back. And I think I'm going to have to introduce some people a little bit more, tell you a little bit more about Chris Brown. I think I got to do that. There's stuff coming up this week and whatever. We'll try to fit it in. Stick around.